chapter 15, verses 26 through 27, and then chapter 16, verses 4 through 15. Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You are also to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Good morning. Yesterday, I did something that I almost never do. I don't remember the last time I did this. I voluntarily got out of bed early. You might be like me. I like my sleep, and it's harder to get it when you have a little new 9-month-old baby. But I hauled my sorry self out of bed because I wanted to watch The Royal Wedding. Uh-oh. Yeah. I love weddings. I'm a huge sucker for them. I love them. I missed the last one, and I wanted to see the dress, and it's that simple. So, 5:45 a.m., I got myself out of bed on Saturday. And of course, you know, it was a beautiful wedding. The bride's mother was beautiful. The couple was, you know, wonderful together. But one thing I wasn't expecting was how much I enjoyed the sermon. I mean, even as a pastor, I understand people don't go to weddings and say, "Ooh, I wonder what the pastor is going to say." But, you know, we can be honest. But the preacher for the day was not part of the Anglican Church. He was not a British man. If you watched it, you will know that his name was Michael Curry. He is the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, similar to the Anglican Church, but in the United States. And he is the first African-American man to fill this role, so he brings this unique perspective and awareness to this position. So he was our preacher for the day. And naturally, he talked about the power of love. And of course, the service, the worship service is also a wedding. So it makes sense that he would talk about this. But he extended this topic of love beyond marriage. So the question that he asked and attempted to answer was, where does love come from and what does it do in our lives? More than sentimentality, more than just words, love comes from God. Love is the clearest manifestation of God in our lives, in our world. And after all, it was Jesus himself who said that of all the commandments, not just the 10 that we know, but all of the commandments in Scripture, hundreds if not thousands, the greatest one is twofold. It's simple. You will probably know this. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And it isn't so complicated. It can be hard, though. We get bogged down in details, as so many of us know. We get distracted with our denominational quibbles that may feel big in the moment. But if we're being honest, really aren't. Sometimes judgment of one another, even within our own communities, even within our own settings, picking bits of scripture to use as weapons against one another or people that we may disagree with, and so on and so on and so on. we get bogged down in these details of what it means to be a Christian, that we miss the forest for the trees. God loves us, and we love each other. And so we return that love to God, we share it with one another. So to that second question, where does love come from? It comes from God, but as we all know, it doesn't stay there. Each of us has received the Holy Spirit. As Lydia was talking about during our children's sermon, we hear today in our Pentecost readings about the disciples receiving the Holy Spirit as a gift from God, as someone who empowers them, as someone who supports them, who teaches them, who leads them. That's what we are observing today, in part, with Pentecost. But that second question, what does love do? What does love look like? Why does it matter? I want us to look at our connection with the people that we love, the people that we connect with so easily. It is extraordinary. It might be something that is everyday, that may even feel rote sometimes, but it is extraordinary putting somebody else first, showing them mercy when they've done wrong, whether they know it or not, helping them when they can't help themselves. That's love. We all know what that's like because we are going to be blessing our graduates today. These are people that we all love, people we have come to know. So we know what love looks like, at least in part. But the question that this pastor was getting at yesterday, if you saw his sermon, the question that he asked people to think about that I want us to think about this Sunday is, what if we treated everybody in this way? If we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, if we are to be this church on earth that the Holy Spirit encourages us and calls us to be, then this is our responsibility. It's our job, but it's also our privilege as Christians to love. Toward the close of his sermon, Presiding Bishop Curry compared love to fire, not necessarily in terms of its passion or its heat, but in the power to create change. None of our lives would be remotely similar to what they are now without the power of fire, with the basic effects of it. We cook with it, of course. We use it in our cars. We keep warm with it in our very cold winters. We need it. But what if we focused on utilizing love, on interweaving it throughout our lives as closely as we do with our basic physical needs? What if we made that central? What if we cared for one another as deeply as we care for those close to us? Bishop Curry was preaching to millions of people, not just in person in a small setting, but televised worldwide to people like me, maybe to people like you. And I'd say most people probably didn't know, maybe didn't make the connection, weren't even aware, but yesterday was the day before Pentecost. And a lot of us Christians, we don't necessarily even know what Pentecost is. We tend to forget about it. But with all these references to fire, of course, being a bishop, I think Bishop Curry knew what he was doing by making this connection. Today really is one of the surprising big days of the year for us as Christians. This day, Pentecost, is the day that the church was born. We read about it from our second chapter in Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, that we heard about just a few minutes ago. Jesus ascended to heaven. Now what? The followers of Jesus receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit roars in their lives like a rushing wind with tongues of fire. It pushes them out into the world. This is the same force that drove Jesus into the wilderness to be tested. It pushes them out into the world and bowls them over so strongly that people think that they are drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. This is something new. But we do tend to forget about Pentecost. We don't always know what to do with the Holy Spirit, so we think about things that are easier for us to grasp, things that we are more comfortable with. But this is where it starts. The Holy Spirit gives them what we need, the disciples then, and us disciples now. No response is not an option. It isn't always easy, but it is simple to be a Christian. It's just about love. There's your elevator speech right there. It's about love. Anything that doesn't resemble Christian love, sacrificial love, Christ-like love, isn't Christian. It's that easy. And when that love becomes visible, then that's faith in action. That's what Jesus was getting at. And that, during our Pentecost and every day, is what we are empowered to do as Christians. So that's the church. That's us. Amen.